even the invite ask is showing, he's telling himself. He's telling himself. And there's just a rabbi, so the invite ask is showing, you know, is fully tells back. And only the yeshivit ask is showing, he's fully tells back. We have to understand. We have to explain. Now, the Losh Nagmor in Seite is, Umas Seite the Losh Yish Bidas Lishoi, Aksharetz the Losh Yish Bidas Lishoi. And come on to the Losh Yish Bidas Lishoi, which is a Yochit Sveiki Tomei, which is a Rabbi Sveiki Tomei. The Shein Bidas Lishoi, Ben Rosh is a Yochit, Ben Rosh is a Rabbi Sveiki Tomei. So the question is, not that it's difficult, it's not difficult, but apparently, the Russian really, they inferred something, they deduced something from the Losh Nagmor. Now, the Gemara says, there's just a rabbi in Sveiki Toya, even though it's Yehvi Das Lishon. So what? And then it says, Yehvi Das Lishon, Ben Yoshus Al-Yochit, Ben Yoshus Al-Rabbi, Sveiki Toya, Sveiki Toya. Why does it say, Yoshus Al-Rabbi, Sveiki Toya? Yoshus Al-Rabbi, so even Yehvi Das Lishon is Sveiki Toya. Naturally, the Yehvi Das Lishon is Sveiki Toya. Well, so, the twins, Tarotis, that's what it more means, of course, naturally. No, but the Russian really assumed that this is another Yalfuse. In other words, we have one Yalfuse of Yehvi Das Lishon, that it's Sveiki Toya, by the Shayochit, and we have another Yalfus of the Invidas Lishoel by the Shusara. But why do we have to resort to another Yalfus in respect of Invidas Lishoel in the Shusarabim or the Shusarabim in Sveiki Toya in the Invidas Lishoel? So it's a cheat. So why do we have to resort to a special Yalfus? From the Mele, and the Rashi assumed that since the Gemara, the Rosh Nagmor is the Mishain Bidas Lishoi, Ben Bershus Ayochi, Ben Bershus Arabi, Mishain Toya, and the Gemara doesn't say Mishain Bidas Lishoi, Akiva Bershus Ayochi, Mishain Toya, but the Gemara says Ben Bershus Ayochi, Ben Bershus Arabi, Mishain Toya. The Gemara should have said Mishain Bidas Lishoi, Afilu Mishus Ayochit Sveiki Toya, because Mishus Arabi. Then it would mean, because Mishus Arabi, it's Toya without recourse to a special office, because it's a Kalachim of logic, because even by Yehvi Das Lishoya, we have the office that it's Sveiki Toya. But the Rosh Nagmora is not the Sheim Bidas Lishoya, the Afilu Mishus Ayochit Sveiki Toya, because Mishus Arabi. But the Russian Admore is Vishen Vidas Lishoel, Ben Vishayochi, Ben Vishayochi, Ben Vishayochi. So it's much more, it's not on the basis of the Kalachim of logic that Vishayochi is with prayer. But there is Yalfuse in respect to Vidas Lishoel and Vishayochi, and there is Yalfuse in respect to Vidas Lishoel and Vishayochi. The question is, why do we need Yalfuse, especially Yalfuse, in respect Das Lishoel, the Rosh Sarabi, by Rosh Sarabi, we have one Yalfuse, the Tim by Yehvi Das Lishoel, where Mishus Ayochi is Sveiki Tomei, so here it's Toya. So Kolchken, by Yehvi Das Lishoel. In other words, it's much more from this Gemara that there is a special Yalfuse in the case of Yehvi Das Lishoel and Mishus Sarabi. So that special Yalfuse applies to the case of Shnei Shvi'im, Echad Tomei v'Echad Toya. Let's say, and Ruben is Yehvi Das Lishoel, and Shimon is Yehvi Das Lishoel. So in that case, we have a special Alfuse that even the Shusarabi, the Yehvi Das Lishoel is Toya. Mashiach came, the Yehvi Das Lishoel. So he's not Torah. So that's the model. Now, how how does the Lord know that there is a special office in respect to Indidas and Shoyim, which is Chavim Kosev? After all, I mean, in other words, it has to be really safe. So safety is Yishvidas and Shoyim, and safety is Osakos of Shubhata, and safety is Osakos of Shubhata, and it's Rishusayoche. So we have the opposite, that by Yishvidas and Shoyim, so Shubhata, Rishusayoche, is safety to the Shubhata, but by Rishusayoche, not only the safety, so is subject to the Rishusayoche, by Yishvidas and Shoyim. So, how do we know that in the case of Shnei Shvili, that there is another opposite, in the case where there is a Kavod Yisraeli? So then, by the Rishus HaRabim itself, in the Das HaShoya, so it's Rishi Toya, but in the Das HaShoya, it's Rishi Toya. See, how do we know? So the answer is because the Gemara mentions the din of Eidi Das HaShoyer, the Gemara deduces it, the Hotesom Dawer, from another Pasuk, Abidos Halach. So, Omar Abidos Halach, the Hotesom Dawer, from the middle of the month. The Moshe Eidi Das HaShoyer, the Eidi Das HaShoyer, Mahaik Konach, the Abosar HaShoyidah, the Hotomei, לא יוחה, so it's much more bad I tell you לא יוחה, because something told me, it's something to you יוחה. אם זה יהיה לבוס או כל תוי או יחל בוס או bad I tell you to יחל בוס או for something to me, it's something to you לא יחל. ולאף שמענו, כאן שיש בידעס לשואל, כאן שאין בידעס לשואל. So in other words, the posit that says that the bus of Hashem Yidah B'chol Tomei Yeha, which implies Bada Tomei Yidah Yeha, Hosofik Tomei, Visofik Tomei, Visofik Tomei Yeha, has reference to any Yidah Hashem. And the same of the bus, Kol Tomei Yeha, Bus of Bada Tomei Yeha, Hosofik Tomei, Visofik Tomei Yeha, has reference to Yeha Yidah Hashem. So the question is, why do we need two Yalfuses? One of our people say Yalfuses, and the consequence. So Gemara says, "Beistet Rabbi Omarav, Beistet Rabbi Misay, Di Mirav Midrav, Hava Mina Ben Bereshis Hayochim, U Ben Bereshis Harav." Beistet Rabbi Misay, because if we didn't have the opposite from the same day, we just said a psukim for the apostle told Toyer Yichul Bosor. So then we would say that even Bereshis HaRabim, so there is a difference between Yesh Midas HaShoyer and Ein Midas HaShoyer. Now that we have Yalfuse from Seite, so we know that Bereshis HaRabim even Yesh Midas HaShoyer, even by Yesh Midas HaShoyer, so it's very toya. So mainly we have to limit this distinction that there's a cost of Rav Gilu of the Abosa or Toya Yechum Bosa. We have to limit it to Mishnayot. So that means that without the Alfuset Ham Seite, then there will be a distinction in the Shusharabim also between David Das HaShoyer and David Das HaShoyer. But there is the Alfuse from Seite. So of course, normally we explain once we have the Alfuse from Seite, so we know that the Pshat in the Alfuse of the Apostle Chol Toye, Hashem Yigah B'chol Tomei Le'ichal, so there's a Kosov that applies only to Rishayot. But apparently, the Russian really, they explain it more. In as much as the Pasuk in the Abosso, Asher Yigah B'chol Tomei Le'ichal, and Kol Toyer Li B'Abosso, Kol Toyer Li B'Abosso, so doesn't limit itself to Rishayot. Says stop, the Seder Shishayot. He doesn't say Rishis Hayochid Rishis Hal. If he says it, so in Mele, the distinction in this Gzeres HaKosov between Yehi Das Lishoel and Indi Das Lishoel applies to Rishis Hal too. Because here, in the Tosik of Kol Toya Yechol Bosov, so, Vadai Toya Yehi Yechol Bosov, Bosov Tomei Bosov Tomei Yechol, he doesn't say Dafke Rishis Hayochi. So, Hosoki Thomas of Toya Loyechal doesn't say Dafke Rishis Hayochi. So that means that it is a concept that applies even to Rishis Rabin too. But we have another opposite from Sente that by from Sente that Sotishlev Rishis Rabin is Riki Toya Limayeli Dasmish. So how can we reconcile the two Zialfuses? On one hand, the Mashmoyes of the Tzeres HaKosuv of Kol Toya Yechol Boso implies that even by Rishis HaRabim there is a distinction between Das Lishoel and Eimi Das Lishoel. Because the Pasuk doesn't say Rishis HaYochi. It says Stam. And on the other hand, the Alfuse from Seite tells us that by Rishis HaRabim even Yehi Das Lishoel, so we say it right here. So Mele, we have to say that there is a situation where even the Rishis HaRabim there is a difference between Yehi Das Lishoel and Eimi Das Lishoel. What is the situation? Shnei Shvili. So Echad Yehi Das Lishoel V'Echad Eimi Das Lishoel. So then the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kol Toya Yechal Boso applies. So in other words, that's the shite of the Rashi. Now let's look at it. Hold us on the day, the Shnei Shvili, Echo Tomei Echo Tomei. The old Kushnaim, the Shnei, the Osu Tares, Osu Tares, the Echo Dej Vidas Lishu, who the Echo Ein Vidas Lishu. So even according to the Rashi in the Miri, Rishis HaYochi is still more humble than Rishis HaRabim. Even in this particular case, because Rishis HaYochi, when you have the case of this Tire, so both are Tomei Terasot, and Rishis HaRabim, so only the Das Lishoel is Sveiki Tomei Terasot. He's very determined. He should be Das Lishoel and he's very determined. He's very determined. Because there is a special Yalfuse. There is a special Yalfuse from Rav Gilu that even in Rishis HaRabim there is a distinction between Yesh be Das Lishoel and Levi Lashoel. But how can we explain it? We can only apply it to the case of Shesh. Otherwise, there will be a stira between the Alfuse of Rabdiru and the Alfuse of Seyyid. In order to reconcile the two Alfuses, so we have to say that even by Rishis HaRabim, there is a situation where it is Sveikitam, but and that is by Yehi Das Lishoel, where there is a stira. By Shishvili. But the Sveiki Tomei will not be the Teras Lada. It will be only the Teras Lada. Mashenkin, by Yehi Das Lishoel. By Yehi Das Lishoel. So then, it's Torah the Teras Lada. By Rosh Hashanah. But by Rosh Hashanah, so, both are Tomei the Teras Lada. So it's on the basis of the Alfuse of Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rashi, the Mishnah. Sofit man shuvim shetila al chachom. Sofit noflo, sofit loy noflo. Afilu noflo. Sofit yesh ben avoyim so, sofit ein bohem. Shnei yikvois. Echod yesh ben avoyim so, di echod ein bohem. Nofal yechod men, v'nidei alayim zeme nofal. Sveiki toyer. מפני שיש לי במה ישראל. הוא שני רבחוסים מהבו נמצוא, נופל להחמם, ולידי עלי זה מהנופל, סבי כתומי, שאין לי במה ישראל. נאר, so משתה בייז, הוא יהיה במחלקס between, so, between רב מאיר and רב גייסי. רב מאיר and רב גייסי. By the way, I mean, I forgot to mention, day before yesterday, the death machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi. Now, the general rule is that whenever there is a machlokes between one Tana and Rabbi Yisi, Sa'alochet Rabbi Yisi and Chaveret. The general rule. There is a shalom in the Gemara here where the Sa'alochet Rabbi Yisi and Chaveret also, but in Chaveret is certain. So according to the general rule, we should say, that, in other words, because this machlokes between Rameya and Rabbeisi, Rameya says that where one is nifloi tumah kala, so then the atila lihoke, in spite of the fact that he has a cheskas tumah, Rameya says. And Rabbeisi says, no, if he has a cheskas tumah, so even in tumah de Ramon, so we are not taking the hockey, So we should pass the life of this. Halacha Kavis in Chavira. Definitely Halacha Kavis. So the Ashbon, the Chubes, on Chubet, Tav Aleph, passes like a beast. He says Halacha Kavis. But the Rambam passes like a beast. The Rambam passes like a beast because the Rambam, his rayas from the morning here, the Dalloch is like Rabbeinu. I mean, not the Bayez Mokachas, but there's a Ramchi. The Tia, we trust like a man. But in Mishnah Gimu, we have a Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi, right? So what is there in Mishnah Gimu? Tamil Goma Nuri Mitma, Mipishni Mita Chosa, Tamil Mapayabim, Tayok Misarabim Beis. Why? Because it's Tavu Reyese, and the Mele, so mele, we rely on the cheskas tumah of the gavra, the cheskas tumah of the kele. So he stole it in a svara. The mele baran mohum tumah chmuro. Av mutumo kal, he lo chlech the kele. Hey, bo reish ko bo imayim shuri. Bo reish no po reish ko bo reish ko shuri imayim shuri. Yo akripe, sofi tovar, sofi kuri tovar. Af kuri tovar, sofi 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 kuri tovar, so we bachat in the year we even told all is reiki toye that Yeis in Tamil is she is you know the fact that he has a cheskas tumah de gavre so the mele we go was a hazor so to put it tie here so we go was we do the natural hockey in is so to put it Tamil we go the natural hockey but in the Sophic retire, we are not in law. And the major shit is that we are still okay even in Sophic retire by Tungaram. So, what kind of a case do the mayor and the case discuss where the person became Nikmoy Tungaram Bivada? The Sophic was not in the Tune. He was also left with me. There is no doubt that he became Tomei Rabbanan. The Sofik was whether the mikveh was kosher or possible. And the mikveh is certainly kosher midraise. But there is a suffix whether the mikveh is kshe on the rabba. In other words, the mikveh had gimel lugi mayim shuvim. Now, gimel lugi mayim shuvim is certainly only possible with rabba. So, the case of the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbeisi, what kind of case is it? You have to keep it in mind. See, so, is the case where the person became tomei tumid rabbonon bivadai. He was ochalech rabbei. But the sophic is in the mikveh, whether the mikveh is kosher or possible. And it's vadai kosher in the rising. But it is sophic kosher in the rising, sophic possible in the rising. So in such a case, rabbei is still in the hotel. Rabbi is still in the hotel, and Rabbeisi is mach. In this case, where is nitma bivadai mitumei rabbonon, and the sofik is in the mikveh, not in the tumah of the gam. Now, this is Mishneh Beis. Why does Mishneh Gimel discuss? Sofik mayim shuvim shetir chachamim. Sofik nofu, sofik loy nofu. Akul nofu, sofik yish dem abon so, sofik inna. Shnei mikvois, achot yish bi abon so, bi achot inna. And then Gimulubi fell into one of the three mikvois. Nofu leachot nem, vini yidi alizim and nofu. Svei ki toya, yitni shnei shem dame Yisrael. Is Rabbeisi Chiri kan Mishne Gimu ad Alochem Mishne Gimu also, or not? Is Rabbeisi Chiri? Mishne doesn't say it. Of course you could say it. But is Rabbeisi mentioned? Rabbeisi in there. Ain't we listeners? He doesn't say that. Ain't we listeners? Because he has a cheskas tumen. The gavra has a cheskas tumen. So the pashtus haloshim of this mishneh, and this is what the Mishneh Yorach says in the book of Mikvois, Oroch HaZayim, a long, long Mishneh Yorach. I can't expect you to go over every word in that Mishneh Yorach, but you just take a glance through it, so you'll notice that portion of the Mishneh Yorach where he discusses this point. So the Mishneh Yorach says, inasmuch as the Mishneh Beis, the Mishneh mentions that Rabbeisi is chilek, and the Mishneh Gimel, the Mishneh doesn't say Rabbeisi is chilek. So the Mashmeis Haloshim is that Hamidim mentioned in Mishneh Gimel, Rabbeisi isn't in chilek. Rabbeisi isn't in chilek. But what is the difference between the case in Mishneh Beis and the case in Mishneh, and the case in Mishneh Gimel? The case of Mishneh, what kind of a situation does the case in Mishneh Beis involve? The case in Mishneh Beis involves a situation where the Tumeh with Rabbonon is a Tumeh Bivad. There is no doubt that the Gavra became Tumeh with Rabbonon. Yosech Lechot Meh. And the Sofik is not in respect to the status of the Gavra. The status of the Gavra, we know what it is. He's Tomei with the Rabbonon. He's not Tomei with the Aisei, but he's Vadai Tomei with the Rabbonon. But what status is Bisofik? Not the Gavra status is Bisofik. In the case of Mishneh Beis. But the Nikre status is Bisofik. The mikveh status is beside. The mikveh status is beside. So in Melech, the mikveh status is beside. So they, so Rabbeya said, but what kind of sophic does the mikveh have? A sophic derisive status or a sophic derabonis status? The mikveh itself has a sophic derisive because Shnei Mikvois, Echot Yishbi Avoyim So, V'Echot אין בי. איך עוד אין בי? תורו באחס מהם, בין ידי הבאים זה מהם תורה. So in other words, so we don't know, so in other words, at the very outset, sophic tova, sophic loy tova. So in other words, so there is a sophic, maybe there was no tefila altogether. Apu tova, sophic yesh bi avoyim so, sophic eimbo. Sophic eimbo. So in other words, if there is a possibility, the thing we are going so, so is it possible that I'm wrong, or is it possible that I'm wrong? So in the case of Mishneh Beis, there is a suffix that I say whether the mikveh in which you are staying, in which you are staying, it was kosher with the ice, or possible with the ice, or maybe it wasn't taken altogether. So as far as the mikveh is concerned, so there is a suffix in the ice. There is a suffix in the ice. A sophic yesh bi abonso, sophic eimbe, and still Reb Meir, so he's still hot. Even though the sophic is not the right, whether the mikveh has abonso, or the mikveh does not have abonso. If the mikveh does not have abonso, somehow it's no mikveh with the right, say he doesn't have abonso. Still, Reb Meir says he was stable in that mikveh that possibly in the rice it's not in mikveh. So he's kosher. Why? Because his whole tumeh, his whole chaskas tumeh was meravah. And Rav Yossi says, so that in such a case. But Yeshi says in such a case, we are not tail-locking. Why aren't we tail-locking? So the Mishnah Melach says, that the reason is why that Yeshi says we are not tail-locking because he has a cheskas tumeh. Because he has a cheskas tumeh bivadai, you see. He has a cheskas tumeh bivadai, miravon. So the cheskas tumeh is only miravon. Some melee, but he has a cheskas tumeh. There is no doubt that he has a cheskas tumeh. That the status quo of the gavre is tumeh. But only miravon. So Rav Meir says, inasmuch as the cheskas tumeh is only with Rabbonon, because with the Raisi, he was never tamei. Some melee don't, and they're not cheshish for the cheskas tumeh, that is only with Rabbonon. And Rav Yossi says, since he, before he has a cheskas tumeh, the original status of the person was certainly tamei status, even though it's only with Rabbonon. Even though it's only the Rabbanon, so melee we cannot be tailed hockey. But why can't we be tailed hockey? So he says, because, I mean, there is a big creation in the Mishnah, because here the mikveh possibly is possibly the rice. Sophic yesh bi abonso, sophic ein bi abonso, ein bi abonso. So, but then in Mishneh Gimel, so he discusses a case where he was nitmo, bivadai, itum deraise. Sophic ma yishuvshu jitil chachomim. So, sophic nofo, sophic lo nofo. So that means even if he became tamei by coming in contact with the sheretz, with the mess, and then he was tamei. In a mikveh that there was a sophic. Maybe Gimel Lubin fell into that mikveh. Maybe Gimel Lubin did not fall into that mikveh. did not fall into that nuclear. So still, we are still lucky. In this case, Rabbi isn't the chiluk. Why isn't Rabbi the chiluk? Why isn't Rabbi the chiluk? Because here, you see, we are still lucky, even though he had a status of topping in the right ceremony. But the mikveh is such a mikveh that the raiseh, so the tumi was certainly poka. The question is, because suppose he did not have a bone saw at the time of the nefilah of the mikveh, so did it become possibly the raiseh mikveh? No, the mikveh didn't become possibly the raiseh. So in the raiseh mimonepshah, the mikveh was chill. So in the raiseh, we know that he became toya. And the question is, was he also became toya with Rabbanon or not? So in as much as it is in the Rabbanon, the mikveh, midraise, the mikveh is certainly kosher, assuming that the human looking fell under the mikveh before there was memso in the mikveh. So it became possible with Rabbanon. But with the raise, it's definitely, without any shadow of doubt, a kosher mikveh. So with the raise, the tumeh was poka as a result of the immersion in this mikveh, which is suffic possibly with Rabbanon. And there is only a suffic in the mikveh, whether with Rabbanon is kosher or possible. With Rabbanon it's kosher or possible. And after all, the mikveh does not have a chaskasisa. Does the mikveh have a chaskas isef? The mikveh does not have a chaskas isef. Originally, before the gimel lugim fell into it, so it was certainly a mikveh chel. The question is, maybe it became possible as a result of the gimel lugim that fell into it, because maybe at the time the gimel lugim fell into it, it did not have as yet Memso, but maybe it already had Memso at the time the Gimel Lugim fell into it. So Mele, the mikveh does not have a chaskas isef. And the shaila is on the status of the mikveh, whether it's kosher mida raiseh, I'm sorry, mida raiseh it's certainly kosher, whether it's kosher mida rabbanon or it's poshim mida rabbanon. Does the mikveh have a chaskas isef? The mikveh does not have a chaskas isef. The mikveh does not have a chaskas isef. So Mela sees the mikveh does not have a chaskas isef. So we have to consider the question of the mikveh. We should even consider the galveh. True, the galveh has a vada status of tomei miraise. The galveh became tomei as a result of contact with the mess, as a result of contact with the sheretz. But the galveh was certainly tabled in a mikveh sheyom miraise. He was staying there in a mikveh sofik possible with Rabbanon. So we only have to consider the status of the mikveh. Does the mikveh have a cheskas isef? No, the mikveh doesn't have a cheskas isef. The shaila is whether he became possible with Rabbanon or he didn't even become possible with Rabbanon. So Mele, when we consider, when Beis Din considers the status of the mikveh, whether it's kosher with Rabbanon or it's possible with Rabbanon, and there is no chaskasisa in the mikveh per se, there is no chaskasisa in the mikveh per se, some male we say, slake in Rabbanon with Kole. Rabbi Yisi is not chelik on that. Because Rabbi Yisi is only chelik in a case of the Rabbanon where there is a chaskasisa. But here the shayla is not on the Galveh. The shayla is on the mikveh, whether it's kosher with Rabbanon also, or it's not kosher with Rabbanon. So maybe we pass the Svei with Rabbanon with Kule. It has no chaskas isef in the mikveh. So maybe we are telling the hotel that the mikveh is kosher with Rabbanon. Now if the mikveh is kosher with Rabbanon, so then what kind of a problem is there? So the mikveh is kosher with Rabbanon. So maybe even the Rabbi sees maybe that that if somebody was taken in that mikveh, so it's kosher. If somebody was taken in that mikveh, so it's kosher. So it's kosher. Even the Bais is naked. Because here there is no Cheskas Yisrael now problem. Because here the problem is not in connection with the Gavre. We know what Gavre is. The Gavre, it was definitely Tomei Tumei Deraise, and it was definitely with the Raise Nital from the Tumei. And the Shaila is, was in the Rabor Nital to Moshe. Was he with the Rabor Nital from the Tumei Deraise? But that's an indirect question in respect to the Gavre. The direct question is not in respect to the Gavre. The direct question is in respect to the status of the mikveh, whether the mikveh has a status of kosher mirabon or the mikveh has a status of posel mirabon. The mikveh has a status of posel mirabon. So Meile, Ibn Gabeisi agrees that you are till the hockey. Inasmuch as the shayla is in respect to the status of the mikveh, whether it's kosher mirabon also or not, and Sveji mirabon is the collect, and the mikveh itself does not even ask us his act. So the and Rabbeisi is not chilek. Where is Rabbeisi chilek? Rabbeisi is chilek in the case where there is a cheskas tume kineged, a cheskas tume with a rabbonim kineged. Here there is no cheskas tume, and with a rabbonim kineged, the mikveh is certainly not tume. The shaila is in whether it's kosher or posel with a rabbonim, and it has no cheskas isa. So we pass that table hot and sleeping Rabbon we do it, the meat is chicken of Rabbon. Once we pass the meat is shield Rabbon, we have no problem. So what kind of a chazok is it now? So by passing, by assuming that the meat is shield Rabbon, we are not running counter to the cheskas tumah of the God. Because we know that the mikveh is clear on the ice, and in spite of the cheskas tumah of the gavre, so the ice was nita from the tumah of the ice. Yeah, so we could argue, it's not good. Inasmuch as the afkores tumah the ice, so the rabbonon is contingent upon the rabbonon kosher status of the mikveh, so melee. Rav Yesi's small replies, we could say not like the Mishnah Berurah, but in view of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention Rav Yesi's chilek, so it's more reasonable to assume that Rav Yesi is not chilek on the Din Mishnah Berurah. It's quite reasonable to assume that, even though many Achrenim assume the contrary of the Mishnah Berurah. But Pashas Haloshon of the Mishneh is like the Mishneh. All right. Now the Rashi. So it may be true that you are Chacham, but you are not Mechol. Give them a second stars to the Dalai. You will see that the Chacham is a person of Shulim. Wenn ich so, dann muss ich mich nicht ab und zu geschehen, die müssen noch zwei Schuben. Die Schuben nach Schuben besser ist, ey. Schwächel dann mal in Israel, weil man Schwächel noch in Israel ist nicht verlassen. Schall ich gar mal mit so. Schall ich gar mal mit so. Even though, as I said before, the past is a washing of the Mishnah, tends to indicate like in Mishneh Melech, but from the Rash in Mishneh Dalet, it's mashma that the Rash doesn't agree with Mishneh Melech. And from the Rash in Mishneh Dalet, it's mashma. Why must listen to you? The Rabbon Itar and the Beis in Tame. The last lines in the Rash and Mishneh, I'm sorry. And the Mishneh Gimel, not Mishneh. I mean, the last lines, I'm not sure that we reach it, you see, so I'm putting it out. The last lines in the Rashi, in Mishneh Gimel, so he says, Nimtush Rishkan Shnei Mikvoyis, a proportion of a person, Vayim Masis in the Liyud, Ravon in Tamar, Ravis in Tamar. So it appears from this Rashi that Ravisi will be Chilik in the case of Mishneh Gimel also, not only in the case of Mishneh Beis, not like the Mishneh Melech. And the Mishneh Melech was quite aware, Mishneh Melech was quite alone, he was quite aware of the fact that from the Rashi is Mashmah. But, as a matter of fact, the Mishneh Melech considers the Rashi difficult. The Rashi is difficult. You haven't reached the last few lines in the Rashi machine. But what the Mishneh Melech says makes good sense. It's not Muchach, but there is a Tzatzraya on the fact that the Mishneh doesn't mention Rabbi Yehse in the Eitel Melech in Mishneh Melech. So, but the Rash Shita is that Rabbi Yehse is chilek on the Din in Mishneh Gimel. We'll see. Maybe the Rashi isn't in Chilek and Mishneh. We'll see. It's not so sure. All right. But let's go to this. So the king bring my sword. And I said, "Koy mikiavon sok shem kesh nafa shurim." You should not shurim things like you say. She is in the middle of the land. Bring my sheesh in the middle of the land. Bring my sheesh in the middle of the land. She but suppose there is a stirrup. So then it cannot be tailored, because even without Cheskasisa, we cannot be tailored. Because we cannot toss a coin. We cannot say that both are shares with Rabbon. That would be untrue. And to say one yes, one no, which one yes, which one no, why you toss a coin? We don't toss a coin. We must have been not possible. To catch him soon. Why in Tamil Nogas of my shooting location? But we say, Haine, Shinze, Sophic Mind shooting, the Heskas, Haine Shun, the Shield of Abram, sir. I said to Haine, the Shield of Abram. He said in Rube, we think Hamir has a bias, but we could show the Abram now. So the Rash says first, he says, that Gimel Lugin certainly is on the Poskim Kamar. Because if Gimel Lugin could possibly write, say, and here, if there is a subject where the Gimel Lugin fell into the Mikveh when it already had Memsor, or before it had Memsor, so in Lele, how could we tell the Hokim? The person was Nikmo, because Mishneh Gimel doesn't discuss. A two the Rabbanon, Mishneh Gimel discusses a two the Raise. The person was stomach a two the Raise, but he was standing in Mikveh that possibly had Gimel Lugin fallen into it before they were Memsor. So if we say that in the Raise it's still kosher, we understand? So there is a suffix in the Rabbanon in the status of the Mikveh. But if it's in the Raise, so it is really the Raise in the status of the Mikveh, how can we pass them and assume till the Hokel that it's kosher Mikveh? So it's a Raya that Dimulugim certainly passes only in the Rabbanon. So it's really the Rabbanon, some in Mele, we are till the Hokel. But maybe if it's fully shown, then we're not in luck. So he says, I'm accepting it's mashma, that even when it's a subject, maybe it's fully shown, we are still in luck. But if you fully show the Rabbanon, you imagine he said, Tony Mikishin Yechirei Kondo, what's in all his kosher, with mention of the subject my shooting, the Chesetan Kodesh Sheres, Kelimash, subject my shooting Cheskas, Kashas and Mikveh, und mit einer Rekon, nur in der Tanschie, und was ich schon ein Schmanno, der Rekon Name, und habe ich um ihn koi, mit Agino mit Sophie. Because then he said, suppose a certain person is in the shoes of a boy, one was anonymous, you know. And we know that the Mikveh was all in the shoes of Israel who is not trusted. So, and the Mikveh was empty, it was not filled up. Yesterday it was empty. And then today you see it's filled up. The question is, was it filled up through the medium of Shurim or not through the medium of Shurim? So we can assume, we can take it for granted that it wasn't filled up through the medium of Shurim. So, and he doesn't say, Mikre Shurim Yichir Reiko, in other words, so there is a possibility that somebody filled it up with children, all the Abuim saw, and still we take it for granted that it wasn't filled up with children. So it's a riot from that he said there, that even fully show is question about. The little question is Hosea, but he showed his mother in Reikin Name, and we have the fully found animals of. Wie alle der Kamen zogen. Dann machst du die Bechei, die Kake Tegen, die Kolle hat, die Mann, die mit Zinere ist. Bloß ein Kuli Schogo, Schmammen reißen mir alle Kose. So, die Kolle Tank, die das kennen, die Faust, die Kolle, 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 die Kolle. Because we find many times a Chazal, that Chazal mentioned the Brosh in Tzolias Nachman. That Shkino Mais appears in Yere, the Rabbon, the Nimua the Rabbon. So he says, Mais appears is only the Rabbon. That's not the Shita Bola B'Shem, the Rabbon Shiti, the Rabbon is appears in Yere. But Mais in Yere, the Rabbon is made is only the Rabbon. But the Shita of the Rashi is that even Mais appears is only the Rabbon. Still, the Gemara mentions a droshe, mentions a droshe that Yerokis and Pilis are highly wise. So it's Masmach. So here too, the droshe of Shulim is Masmach. Even Kuri show discussion about it. The Gemara of the Rabbanan, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means, if you mix up, if let's say, you had two sowing of food, and then you dumped in one saw of food. So the Rabbanan said, had the faith water. But still, with the Rabbanan, it's also, unless there is a people in the male air. In other words, if you have 100 saw of chum, and then one saw of tumor was mixed up with that, then together they are 101 measures, so it's bottle we could follow. But with the icing, it's bottle the wall. Still, the more mentions regarding the mua, if it's less than male of the hour, then Kufaula trades also a posse. So what is the posse? The posse is a smart. Benil and Bilon, the Rabon, not to climb on the tree on Shabbos, it's a shmus, and the tree, and Chazal in the Yaskirin, in the Meir, mentions in Roshi. The whole Dorosh Kikho, in the Yaskirin, in the Yisipit, the Tema, the Kulin Shudin, as far as my Yisipiris in the area, so there is a Dorosh in the Yoshaun as well too, not only in the Yaskirin. The Tema, the Kulin Shudin, the Yisipit. So at first the Rav says that Kulin Shudin is also Roshi. That's what he said at first. You think that you could issue the rights of Kosha and my apostle Kahon should be called. Initially, we say that could show his apostle in the rights. Rashi, Rashbam, is possible in the rights. And, but, new choice is Kosha in the rights. So then we understand this why the Kahon said that he new choice, he knew he should be possible. Because we say that Otto Ruby on the point. But if we say that even Kulin show and Rubin show is Kosher in the Rais, so what was the business why the Chachomi passed show like that? Chachomi don't pass it just like that. Three basic on the Rais. Chachomi only passed it as a show. So if we say Kulin show is Kosher in the Rais, so then Gimulugin is a show to Kulin show. But if Kulin show is also Kosher in the Rais, so what kind of Isyon is it? Yeshrima because of what to be clean. Because he showed would be kosher practically. So then many Jews would make Tfile in the bathtub, in the jail. And that is possible with the rice. Because Tfile, even the Shaykh who say that Kuli show is fresh in the rice, but the man has to be couch, not in the bathtub. Not in the bathtub. Right, so the melee is Isyon because of that. Because of what we believe, we show it, we look at it in my own, should be Kalka. So this is what he said at first, that couldn't show this question. But then he did it. He says, Umi we have Charlie, we should be here. He couldn't show it. It's impossible to say that in all situations Kuli Shol is cautionary. There are certain situations where Kuli Shol is possible. That's what he says. At first he says that Kuli Shol is also cautionary. Then he says there are situations where Kuli Shol is possible. But what are the situations? So he says, "When we are showing you the children of our Lord, and therefore all my scripture is walking, as you have the rabbi, he shall go my in." The obvious tooling, our common allegation, sharing, that all the long come to the tool, the version come to the sharing. So there is a walker, Pabi Yossi, all day to me. The administration is walking on a mule, Omar Abiechim, Shabbos Barabe, Omar Koach, my own brain, my own toy, vi jo så i tarte. Da hai koga vi mi fixi. O mai se mi ne rai o mai un hai mo qui. I da vi togo mi shundi mas ma o se ko a vai si a di ta. Che noi a un dono a capo tu me. So in other words, the Morgan's Wochen doesn't say explicitly that Habiyosi Al-Bitari is a requirement in Mitzvah. In other words, Habiyosi Al-Bitari means what? Habiyosi Al-Bitari means, of course, we pass that Habiyosi Al-Bitari is a requirement in Mitzvah too, not only in Maya. Not only Maya. But Shikis Rambam means that the whole Aloha of Habiyosi Al-Bitari is a requirement in Maya. In Maya. In other words, if Maya, if many Maya is transmitted through a metal pipe, and the metal pipe is in Kabotune even without the kibbutz, so it's at your soul, out of the tume, so the Shemi Maya is pocketed. So the whole aloche of Abiyosal Vitale, or the Rambam, there's only Shaykhs, let's say like Nilu Mechatosh, where we have to be Malay, Mayim Chayim from the Mayo, you know. So Mele, if you are Malay through the medium of a pipe that is Mikabu Tume, that is Mikabu Tume, so Mele, it's possible. It's possible. And the Shikia of the Yerim is also that the Aloha of Abiyosa of Mitare only applies to something like Nechatos, where there is Aloha of Mayim Chayim. So the transmission, Habiyosa Mitume means transmission through a medium that is Nechatos. Let's say if you manipulate that water from the Mayim should come into the Kele for the Nechatos through a metal pipe. Through a metal pipe. Now, a metal pipe is becoming too many, even without the kibble. Some melee, it becomes possible. Some melee becomes possible. But in respect to Mitzvah, there is no requirement of Abiyosa Abita, according to the Rambam and according to the Yerim. However, most machines say, that Abiyosa Al-Bitare, which is deduced from the Pasuk Mayim Beya, so Mele applies to Mitzvah also. This is what the Rav says. By Kogam Mitzvah, or Maisim Nirayo Mayim Chayim, but not that it's limited only to Mayim Chayim. Why does the Rash emphasize because the Rash was aware of the Shite of the Yerei, that the whole Aloch Abbasarit of the Tare only applies to something that requires Mayim Chayim, like Hilu Mechatos. So the Abiyose of the Tume is Matkia the Shem Mayim Chayim. So he says, no, Mayim Chayim is only one example of the application of the prerequisite of Abiyos Al-Bitar. Whether it's the Abayas, the transmission of the Mikveh, or Habayas of the transmission of Mayim Chayim, they have to be through a medium that is not the counting. The loyal Dora counting, Shmamino, Shinde de Raise, Micho Apoches Kolisho, Ukolisho. So in other words, so we see one big chiddush here now, tremendous chiddush. If the Rashi would say, I would say that Habiyosi true, that Habiyosi al-Mitar is a requirement in it. And because of that, we are makti. So that when Mitshon is made to run into the Mitzvah, so it shouldn't run into the Mitzvah through a metal pipe. It shouldn't run into the Mikveh through a metal pipe. It shouldn't grow the Mikveh from metal pipe. because metal pipe has become a tumor even without the skimming. Right? So we should use other kinds of pipes, wooden pipes, such as blades that become tumor, or let's say that mean many are only with possibly care if a plastic pipe will be used for me. It all depends. Because of the possibility, maybe plastic is also a carbon. Maybe treating for plastic is also a carbon. That's a difficult question. Why should treating for plastic be a carbon at all? I mean, only for mattress is a carbon. And plastic is not made from mattress. Okay, anyway. So in other words, because of abiosa unita. So one would say, without the rash, that the psul of abiosa unitume is a separate psul. It has nothing to do with show. It has nothing to do with show. The Horaya, you see that it applies even to new nechatos. New nechatos is a psul of show, and the contrary. Whenever you are mulling the tree, so you make a show. If you are mulling the tree with mind high, does it become show in the hair? That's an ideal example, you know, of show. And still there is aloha. You cannot use a tailor that is become tume in filling up mind high to be used in hazoya gabit me. So it's separate psul. But apparently, in other words, according to the Rash, so in other words, the fact that the Morin Zvochim mentions, that the Psul of Habiosa Vitume, the Gabi Hatos, and there it started Psul of Show, because Habiosa Hatos, it has to become Show in the Kiel. I mean, that's the requirement of the Torah that he has to be mulled between my heart, so he becomes show. And still, if you are mulled in a clean tummy, so it's possible. Can you say because he becomes show? So every mechatos should be possible because it's show. So there it's a separate psul. So Mele, assuming that psul applies to mitzvah too, so it's not a parashah. So the Rashi assumes it is a psul of show. Why? Because since we learn how the prophet is a psul of Habiosa and Tare from the prophet of Mayim Beya, and so Mele, so what is the Rosh? What did the Rosh say? So in the Pasuk is mentioned Mayon and is mentioned Beya. So there are two Xerasakosuks in Tresim, according to the Rash. One Xerasakosuk is in respect to Mayon, that if the Habiyosom is on the Tule, then it's Mafkia the Shem Mayon or the Shem Chai. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam apply limited only to life. But since in the Pasuk is mentioned Be'er also, Be'er Mitre Mayim, so there are two Xerasakosuks in place. One in respect to Mayon, and that has application in W in the Chatos too. So there it's not because it is show, because show is no psul in the Chatos. Every new in the Chatos is show. That's the requirement of the Torah. So there it's a psul because the Shemayon is pokai as a result of the medium of the Kabbalah. And then but it says also Ubeya Mikre Mayim, so Ma Mikre. So Habiosa Ubeya Yetoy. So in other words, habiyosom, the transmission into the mikveh, that's another zerasakosuk. Insofar as new mechatos is concerned, so the Rashi agrees with the Rambam and Yireya. because you couldn't explain Michatos and Bezer Show. Then every Michatos is Show. Because you are Malet Mikotibo. So you become Show even though it's not Mikot. Even though it's not Mikamutume. Let's say it's Iklid Lolem. But in Iklid Lolem, it's not Mikamutume. But Show it becomes. If it has a Kibo, it is Kibo. You see. So, according to the Rash, they are two separate Zeres HaKosot. Because Yetoye, Habios HaVitale, Mayon has to be Habios HaVitale, and if it's not Habios HaVitale, so the Din Mayon is Poka, even in a situation where Shov is not so, let's say like Milu Mechatos, and then Gabi Mikve, so there is Ipsur, because it becomes Shov. So in other words, there are two ways how Mayim can become Shov. Either because they go through a Biskibo, so then they become Shov, even if it's Lolim, or even they don't go in a Biskibo, let's say a metallic pipe, has no Biskibo. But as law, since Shukit Limatras without the skill of the Tule, so since it went through a. If the Abaye into the Mikveh was through a pipe, a tear, that is Mikavu Tule, so Mimele it also becomes Shukit. But in final analysis, it's Ipsul of Shukit. According to that. I said, the whole apoch is fully shown. Then he says, so the male is, so at first, so that two machines in the rush. One notion is that since it's mashma from the morning's walking, that Habiyosi al Bitumi is possible in the Raise, and the first notion. In the Rashi assumes that it's not a separate soul of Abiyosha of Itume, like Abi Milu Mechatos. So, but because it becomes Shov, so Mele in the Shov through Klei Glolim, Klei Adom, where it's not become Itume, is also possible. But then he says, we have share, but they are two machines. The Efsha, the Shiva shall be glowing, Kuyagomo, the Pasel, we can visit the Kamen Shabbos, even though it's not Abiyosal Vitume, after the Kumish show the Rabbah, the Abiyosal Vitah. In other words, so that two machines, he says the Efsha. In other words, Efsha this way and Efsha that way. So that two machines in the Rash. At first the Rash said, you see, that's the confusing thing about the Rash. You see, at first the Rash assumed that in all situations, show is crushing the past. So then that is impossible. But then he has two alternatives. Maybe only in the situation of having yourself in two ways possible the past. Because that washing, that alternative assumes that having yourself in two ways is not the of show in the. But then there's another washing, not that insofar as victory is concerned, so it's Xerza Ipsul of Show. So Mele, so Xerza Kosu case, that even without this Kibo, it becomes Show. So Mele, it applies to every kind of Show, even to Clay Glowing, or Clay Adonim, or Clay Adono. Now, cases in Robaska mention the name of the Rashbo, that Kuli Show is possibly the Rashbo. And the Rashbo, that's not Kamishin in Adeles, that's the Rash. Kamishin Shem. And Adon, that's the Rashbo. So that means that's like the alternative, not like the actual Ema, but the first alternative is in the Rash. Because the actual Ema alternative is that even couldn't show about the glory, Kleabon and Kleadomo is crushing the Rash. But when is it possible when it showed on the Abosi al Biture? So then we have to say that Abosi al Biture is another soul, not the soul of Shov. So that's how the two machines are. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
Mishnah Mikvahs by Shir Test by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Shvat Hey Tov Shemem Hey, Friday, January 25th, 1985.
So yesterday, last thing we discussed were the two alternatives in the Rash. At first, the Rash says, like she was speaking, every shoulder is in the Rash, in all situations. And then he said, that's impossible. There is a certain kind of shoulder that is certainly possible in the Rash. But then he said, Epsher. The Shiva shall be growing, Kriyabonim, Kriyadomo. The Pastor Niki visit the family Shabbat. After he couldn't show the Rabon, the Abiyosan of the Tarek. Epsher. Maybe if it is shown through a clay kibble that is not recovered to me, that's only the Rabon, the Nikolisha. Epsher. But Epsher the other way. And on the contrary, in other words, it seems from the Rash, that the Rash is more neite as a result of the rally from the morning's Mochim, that every show Bikule in the Rube is possible in the Rash. Not only the show for Abiyosan or the Tume, but even the show of the Kriglor is also possible. But then he says, Efshar from the Morin's Rochim, we can say that only the Shov through the medium of Dovaram Kabul Tume, is possible in the Rabbi. But Shov through a Klei Kibul that is not in Kabul Tume, let's say Klei Adomo, Klei Golim, that is not possible. And then you see the thesis in Rovasva that Samachbor mentions the name of the Rashbo. Rashbo is the Rash. Rabbi Shimshin ben Avraham, not Rabbi Shimshin ben Adaret. You see, that Kuli Shov in every way is possible. And many of the Shemim mentioned. Now then, there are some of the Shemim. Most Shemim mention the name of the Rash, that Kuli Shov, every Shov, is possible Rashi. Even all the Klei Glomim and Klei Adomo is also possible Rashi. But the Asami Shemim, I think the Ram mentions in the name of the Rash that only the Shov through the medium of Mikdor Hamikavutume, but the show through the medium of the glory of the Adomo, that is only possible in Rabbah. Why it's calling the two Mishnayos? So first, before he says Efcher, he says, on the basis of the Raya from the morning's Bochim, that every show, even though there the morning's Bochim talks of Abiyosom of the Tume, the Gemara talks of Abiyosom Al Bitume, and there the Gemara discusses it in connection with new Mechatos. There it certainly could not be on the basis of Shoni, because there the requirement of the Torah is that he should after be shared in the care in Mayim Chayim to be used for Hazoyes and Mesi and Mei Mesi in the Zion, the Mechatos. So there it has to be shown in the care. But if it was Misha in the Kehle that is in Kabul Tume, then it is possible. So there it's Halacha that according to the Rambam, the whole Halacha of Yosef Tume applies only to Mayim. To Mayim. So Chaim explained it in the Sefer, the Halacha is that the transmission through a Dovram Kabul Tume medium is Matkia B'Shem Mayim. The Yerayim says, it's only regarding the things that require Mayim Chayim. Now, Hazoyas Mechatos requires Mayim Chayim. So, if you shave in a Kli and Kabul Tume, then the Shem Mayim Chayim is spoken. But that's the Shite of the Rambam and the Yerayim. According to the Rambam and the Yerayim, you can directly manipulate so that the chomim should come directly into the mikveh through a metal tineah, a metal pipe, even though it's become to make. Because with a pipe of that will be skinny, but it's become to make. According to the Rambam, there is no aloha of Abiyosha Bitara in the mikveh, only in the Maya. So if the transmission is through a medium that's become to make, so the Shem Maya is fucked. But as far as mikveh is concerned now, but after the Shem say that the aloha of the Abiyosha Bitara, the requirement of Abiyosha Bitara, applies not only to Maya, things that require Maya, like Mechatos and so on, or the Tfilah Zogim and Tzvoyim, but it applies to Mikveh as well. The Mikveh as well. Even though the Gemara mentions that it's Gochim in connection with Mayon, the answer is, but Gemara mentions the Pasik, Ach Mayon Ubeya Mikveh Mayon Yetoya, Hab Yosal Dita'ar. So that means Yetoya relates to Mayon and to Beya Mikveh Mayon. So merely the same droshes, so we have two droshes. One drosha in respect, the Shita of the Rashis, that we have two droshes here. One drosha in respect to Mayon, that's not because it becomes Shalom. Because they have got new Nechatos, so it has to be Shalom. It has to be Shalom here. That's the requirement. That's the drosha of Mayon Yetoya. But there is also a drosha Mikveh Mayon Yetoya. So that's not a psul, a requirement per se. In other words, if it is transmitted directly into the mikveh, through a medium that is become tumeh, so then it becomes tum, you see. If it is transmitted through a medium that is not become tumeh, so only the medium has a iskimo. But suppose the medium does not have a iskimo, it's a wooden pipe, should it play it? No, this skimo doesn't become show. But here it goes across. If the medium through which it is transmitted directly into the mikveh happens to be the one coming to me, so even without the skimo, as long as it came into the mikveh through a pipe, a metal pipe, and should it play matres, it becomes to me, so it becomes show. So in final analysis, why does it have to be Abiyos on the Tare? Because if it's Abiyos on the Tume, then it becomes Shov, even without being contained for a moment in the Biskim. If it's not become Tume, so it can become Shov only if it is contained for a moment in the Biskim. But a pipe that has no Biskim, not. But if it's not, if it is become Tume, then it becomes Shov. Even without the skin, as long as it passes directly into the mikveh through that pipe, that's the first logical alternative in the Rashi. Then he says, no. Now we see that the aloha of Vitale applies to mine too, to Mechatos. Then it's not because of Shoah. So it's a separate requirement. So without the mikveh, it's also a separate suit. Not because of Shoah. So Mele, if it is Shoah, to a biskibul that is not the kabutume, to a gold, to a gomo. So then, it's only possible. Wrong. So that two shame is enough. We hold the problem with the Kamilita Zabai, Michlaw, the Shiva de Raise, Bikio, the Mashman Reke, Shuv Shiva de Raise, with the Rinkel and the Kul and Shoah de Raise, we don't Raise. So in other words, so, but if we behold the point of the Tanich Zabayis, Michlau, the Shiva de Raise, Bitnio, the Mashma, the Leke, Shum, Shive, the Raise, but there is, the Cholakoches, a certain type of the show that is possible in the Raise, we will make with the good of the Raise, we should stop it upon it. Since the Shachokikim is a copy paper, some mikve, the Mashma, the Kaimon, a few Mishreshlum, because Mashma is how washing is, that even Gimulugim should be possible in Raisi. That's a bit me off. But the Gemara doesn't say bit me off inspect to could show that is indeed arise. Could show the indeed arise, but that two shenes whether only the show through the medium of man, the kabotume, or but not through the medium of the glory for Adomo or even for Kulalom. But the main shite, the main alternative in the Rash appears to be that any show, Kuli show, even through the medium of glory for Adomo, is also possible. By eating something, the Kalkate, the Chosel Hatu, but how did it come, the car? So, we should. So, in other words, it's not Mustaba that he just went in because of Torah. I mean, the Azor is not open on top. So, how did the train in? So, how did it come to there? It's for the Azor. Somebody must have filled up the pail with Mishamim, and then he poured it on the hits for the Azor. So, it was already shown. So how can you be Mabil Machin Tzneiris? It's Kuli Shov. It's Kuli Shov. Definitely. The answer is because when he didn't rain in directly from the skies into the Azor, because the Azor has a roof, you see. But so first he filled up the pail with Bomichamin and then on. But he poured it a little away at a distance, and then it started to glide to a certain spot in the Azores, so it was already Amshoche. Now there is Aloche, that Amshoche is Makia, the Din of Shom. In other words, if you had in the pail, mind you, and then you spill it on the Karke, the shore, and then it glides in by itself into the mitzvah. So then the tzur of show is spoke up through Amshach. I mean, what's the hesper Amshach? What's the hesper Amshach? I mean, can you imakia the tzur of zechulin because you're a mamshach? I mean, why? The answer is because the whole din of Amshach is based because mitzvah has to be with the shemayim. And show, I mean, the whole din of show is based upon the Aloche that it's not the Neshamah. So if he chose, so it's the Yor. Now there are two types of show. There is one type of show for Yisrael, when a person with his own hands fills up the Mikveh. That's show B'Yadah. With his own hands he fills up the Mikveh. He fills up his hands and he pours it into the Mikveh. That's Yisrael. And then there is another kind of show, we're not nearby, but you just put in your hotel a number of pails, you expect rain to come. So, as before it starts raining, and rain is spending, you set up, let's say, 20 pails in your courtyard. And then, the 20 pails become filled up with water. Then you pick up these, then it becomes show. Then it becomes show. Even if you pair, let's say, that pail will turn over into the mikveh by itself, without the person turning it over. Let's say the wind, let's say, you fill that with carbonic deliberately, with pails with water, so it filled up the pail and the steel. So the mail became show, and you put it mamish near the shore, and then it started to blow, and the wind turned it over. So there wasn't really coming. The wind poured it over, you know, into the nutrient. So it's also possible because of show. Why? Because it filled up a kale with the skin with his intention, the same. So, but anyway. But it has to be done the same. So it's this Yaroh. So again, there is human intervention. So it's not the Nishamayim. So the tzur of Shov is because it's not the Nishamayim. Shov is the Yaroh. So Mumeila, if you pour water on the shore, three tvachim away, you see, here is the Nishamayim. killed in Sibarim and deported the one shooting 3 Tvachim away. And then it starts from on and it glides into the Mikveh by itself. So the moment he poured it here on the carpet and showed the Mikveh, he became water to the carpet. He became water to the carpet. As a matter of fact, the sheet of the Mordechai is that Hamshocha is only effective if the carpet is a Vadom, not paved. So then he becomes water to the carpet. All right, Adal Hashem Achim. So even if it's paved, it becomes water to the carpet. And then when it runs into a Mikveh, it runs from the karke. So it's like rainwater that dropped on the shore of the Mikveh, and then it ran and it pestered the Mikveh. So when it comes out, it's not showing. So then it's the Shemayim. So Hamshochem makes it that it ran into the Mikveh from the karke. So it's not really on. That's the longest of Hamshochem. So it said, "Ayin b'sochem karakel chozal ha'avil, mishum yefshal yamshach, yechinof lo maya abitz kenyum shekadei lechilech, lehavu nitishu lo shemshachu lo kulo, diteot, ba'yis, vahavu nitishu lo shemshachu lo kulo, diteot." Now the question is this, now, and in regard to this question, whether Shuvah Shem Shekhuah Kulo is Teo or not, so most Shem Pasim, except for Chachmei Maror, and some Shem say that the Rifshit is like that. The Rambam mentioned it in the name of Chachmei Maror. But most Shem say, on the basis of knowing Mure, that Hamshochel is only effective and mutual. A mutual. In other words, if you test so, I'll show. And for follow-up, so in the Mikveh, they show me, and then they made Hamshochel, and you test so, and the new. So then Hamshochel is better. But suppose the whole Mikveh, the whole new soul show, and then you realize that Hamshochel is, so then it's not effective. It's not effective. So how does the Rash say, the answer is because true the three passages, the Tshuva Shem Shekhuah Kulo is not there, is not there, except for the Chachmei Maror that it is. So, but, and you'll see in other passages, the Rash also passages that Hamshochel is not effective on Kulo or on Kulo, all on Newton. But this halacha, that Shem Shekhuah Kulo is not Teiro, is ineffective, that's enough. So even if we assume that the Tshuva Kulo of Yerubo is possibly the Isaac, but if Hamshochel was realized on the Kulo, so then with the Isaac it's possible. Because with the Isaac, it becomes bottle to the karate and then when it glides into the Mikveh, so we consider it that it passed from the karate into the Mikveh. So it's the Nishamayim, it's not with the Oro. But with the Rabbonon, so on Rupo and on Kulo on Shochet is not good. So Meleis, with Abi Azores, since it's all with the Rabbonon. So we said that it's kosher with the Rabbonon. Because the Rash first mentions from the Sefer that Mikveh Sheinich Reikon, and then next morning we found it Mori filled up. So it's kosher. You can assume that it's natural. But if it's in the rice, how can we take it for granted? We are not Teiro L'Hokel in the rice. So he says it's not because we are Teiro L'Hokel in the sun. Because there was some time we can explain the Shechess and some of the ways shares. The Hoha Perushi, the Stam Mikveh also Mikveh. When we speak it out of the Hachshah, the Cheskas, or Eis and Mikveh, or Yiseo Bikashas. We say it because. We say it because. In other words, it's not, it doesn't deal with the case where a goy, you see, is in charge of it. A Jew is in charge of it. He is the shoes, the mitzvah is in the shoes of a Jew, and the Jew who is not kosher, some melee, but we didn't see it. There was no supervision. Some melee nastam sins, it is in the shoes of a Yisrael, and Yisrael is not a kosher, so there is a presumption that he sailed the kashrut. But not because of suffering. If we say that from the Kashi equivalent, that if we assume that Kuli showed his own Rabbon, so then the deceptors reference the case, even when the mikveh that he was in Michel Eikon, in what's in Mole, he's in the Rishus of an Akko. Rishus of an Akko. But now that he says that it's possible that I say, so in a Hanan, if the Rishus of an Akko, or it's all kosher, then it's not kosher. But in the deceptor's reference, where it's an issue of Israel, who is not a kosher. So then we don't have to be afraid, lest he didn't wear the kashrus. There is a presumption that he prepared the mikveh, the kashrus. But here he's going to say, Tzinaram kaleach un mikveh, ramachteshish nisuma nitzide, sofit un atzina un mikveh, sofit un amachtes un mikveh, posit, b'pnei sha'posit un achilat. In other words, suppose you have a pipe that leads mid-shomim in the mikveh, but near the pipe there is a certain winder, a kaleb. But it's a nil, I mean a kaleb, has a biskibble. So there is a biskibble. You sort of say, now the question is, so now there are two channels. How the water, the mid-shomim, could have passed in the mikveh. It could from the pipe, it could have gone into the machteshes, and from the machteshes it passed into the mikveh. Or it could have passed into the mikveh directly from the pipe, without going through the machteshes. So, machteshes is easy. Sofit natzina l'mikve, sofit nachtesh l'mikve posol. Mipnei sh'aposol l'chiyach. V'in yeish b'irin l'mikve is kosher. Mipnei sh'ezeh sofit mayim shubim l'mikve. Kelima sh'aposol l'chiyach. Sh'yeish l'isle is bozeh k'mo y bozeh. V'cheskat ha'mikvoyim is k'sheir is l'shay k'or. Abo t'nike l'in mikve is kosher l'isle. So there, in the case of machteshes, the deceptive concludes that if there is no rov, that is certainly mind sharing, so then it is possible. But if we know that Chavetz Chaim at least rained in directly from the skies, and the shaila is about Adam and Teso, did it come from the Machteshes, or did it come directly from the Sinaias? So then it is kosher. Then it is kosher.